Welcome to Menashe Chai Daily for Parshas Vayetze, for Yom Revi, L'Shabbos Kodesh, for Parshas Vayetze, for the fourth day towards Parshas Vayetze. The Menashe Chai has a beautiful sefer on Shas called Ben Yehoyada, which talks about the Agadata portions of the Gemara. And he talks about something in this week's Parsha. This week's Parsha, we learn that Yaakov Avinu leaves home and he goes towards Haran. Of course, there is this confusing episode where Yaakov Avinu is by Har Moriah. How did he get to Har Moriah? So the Gemara says that when Yaakov Avinu got to Haran, it seems, that he says, Efshar Avarti Al Mokem Avoyisai, V'lo Yisbalalti. That's the Gemara in Maseches Chulin Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. Yaakov says, is it possible that I passed the place of my forefathers, referring to Har Moriah, the place that his forefathers, Avram Yitzchak, had davened, had done Avodas Hashem in, and I did not daven in that place? And at that moment, he turned back and went there, and once again, there was Kfitzes Haderech. Asks the Ben Ish Chai an obvious question. He based it on the Sefer Pesach Einayim. He says, how could it be that Yaakov Avinu was only unsure whether he passed Mokem Avayse? Efsher Avarti al Mokem Avayse v'leis Balalti. It's possible that I passed the place. He certainly passed the place. He had already gotten to Haran, which is a good distance from Har Moriah. It's a good distance from Yerushalayim. So how could it be that he's only saying perhaps? So the Pesach Einayim, he proposes that there are two different ways to have kfitzas haderech, for the road to be shortened. What are the two different ways? Way number one, he says, is that a malach would carry a person and fly him straight away to the place where he needs to get there. Instead of taking 18 days, which would be the trip for Yaakov Avinu, it took him an hour or a little bit more. So that was one option of kfitzas haderech. And the other option is no. Kfitzas haderech means that the entire world is shortened in a certain respect, and that the place of Haran actually uproots itself and comes to you. So, based on that, the Pesach Einayim says that was Yaakov Avinu's, it was suffix, that was why he was unsure. Because is it that he went with a malach and zoomed to Haran? So in that case, then he did pass it. And if it's that Haran came here, so in that case, he didn't pass it. So which one is it? That was what he says. So it says the Ben Ish Chai in Sefer Ben Yehoyada. He doesn't like that. He says, Mechila Rabba. He thinks that is very, very not great. He doesn't like that. He thinks that is a doichik pshat. He says, why is that a doichik pshat? He says, because that would require two miracles. Haran would have to come to where Yaakov Avinu was, and then a Haran would have to go back to where it's supposed to be. So therefore, he says, that's too many nisim. It's unnecessary, and he doesn't like that pshat. So he then says a different pshat, which is very interesting. He based it on our Arizal. Our Arizal based it on an idea that it says Avraham Avinu, his psiyos, his steps, were shloisha milin. He says there are two different types of kvitzas haderech. Kvitzas haderech number one is where a person flies through the clouds as if he's on an airplane and he goes to the place where he needs to get to. That is kvitzas haderech number one. And kvitzas haderech number two is that a person goes super fast. His paces are extended to the point where a person is able to get to a place on the ground, but zooming, he goes very, very, very quickly in a flash. So that was what Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure about. Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure if he had gone through the sky like in an airplane, or he had gone super fast, running at a very, very rapid speed. He wasn't sure which kvitzas haderech he was zoicha to. Why wasn't he sure, says the Ben Ish Chai? Because Yaakov himself wasn't really paying attention. He himself was busy thinking about deep Kabbalistic concepts. He says, Tarad b'kavonis v'yuch. He was very, very busy with deep, deep Kabbalistic concepts, and therefore he wasn't quite sure. So that's one approach, he says, based on the Arizal. He actually says a third approach of his own. He says that Yaakov Avinu wasn't sure if when he had this kfitzas haderech, he wasn't sure how he had taken the road. He wasn't sure if he had gone straight over the mountain, he had gone near the mountain, and therefore that's the most punchable. The basic, simple pshat is that Yaakov Avinu wasn't totally sure about his direction. You should just know that Har Moriah is not what it looks like nowadays, of course. Har Moriah now is built with a tremendous platform that makes the mountain quite obvious. But if it was a bit more of like a hilly region, see, he wasn't so sure that he had passed directly in that spot where Avraham Yitzchak had davened. And instead, he might have gone to the sides, not over it, so therefore he wasn't sure. So three beautiful pshat, the pshat of the Pesach Einayim, the pshat of the Arizal, based on the Arizal, and the Ben Ish Chai's own pshat based on a more simplistic interpretation.